This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9.
G, I'm very excited.
Yes, I know.
It's been a little while since we've got to put on the powdered wigs.
That's right.
Dust off the gavel.
That's right.
And preside over some cases.
And what you're talking about, for those of you playing at home, I mean, when Duncan pitched this idea, Judge Z and G, we leaped at it. It sounds like such a fantastic idea.
The power.
That's right.
The power we were given.
That's right.
From Duncan.
That's right. I mean, it just put upon us, thrusted upon us, that and we accepted well. I mean, I think all of them have done pretty well. And you can even check out the previous ones if you go to joy.org.au/laughoutproud. You'll find all the little podcasts there, including the Judge Z and G ones.
And look, if you'd like to have your case looked at by the professionals of Judge Z and G,
yes,
at any time, email through your problems to laughoutproud@joy.org.au.
Yep, that's right. And we will get to them. While Duncan will read through them all, and he'll send us through the best ones.
Now, before we look at the first case, there's one more thing that gets me ready to
I know.
Fair and impartial.
I know. Look, I know, and I know what you're talking about, but Wendy's looking at us puzzled. So, Wendy, I hope you have what we're talking about. Oh, good job, Wendy.
All rise for Judge Z and G. Court is now in session.
Oh. And Wendy, you're about to be case one if you didn't have that. But hey, you did such a good job. That's right, Wendy. That's right. That could have been yours, but now it's not. So good job. Good job.
No strikes given out this week.
That is so unprecedented. Mm. That is so unprecedented.
Well, look, we're looking at the first case, and there could be a strike hidden within here. I don't know.
That's right.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, yeah. Don't speak too soon. Famous last words. Yeah.
So case one, we're looking at... Good morning, Judge Zanji.
Yes, it is morning. It is.
I have been noticing lately that drivers have not been as thankful as they should be when they have been given way. No light flash, no wave, no thank you, nothing. I'm not sure what you have in terms of power of fixing my problem, but I thought I should give you and the rest of Australia the heads up.
Wow.
Love, Margaret.
Well, thank you, Margaret. We appreciate that message.
That's something I think I've noticed as well.
Yeah, I know, and I have as well. And it's a good opportunity to bring it to Australia's, forefront.
It's not hard to say thank you.
That's right. When driving,
When driving.
Or just in general in life, just to have the lovely manners. But, it's very easy just to stick the hand out of the window. And unfortunately, this is a audio in the medium.
So, Margaret, for giving us the heads up, you're getting a thank you
from Z and G.
From Laugh Our Proud.
From Laugh Our Proud. Officially certified hand and wave.
Here on the ninth floor, hand out the window wave.
That's right. What is that? What are you... Wendy, what? You can't...
We're being nice to the listeners out there, Wendy. And...
Well, okay. I think that means maybe that meant Wendy doesn't enjoy the thank you wave. I don't know why.
Oof.
I don't know why she would, enjoy that. That doesn't... Why? Wendy... Sorry.
Phone on silent, please, Wendy.
We told her every time, but now that's finally the only time when it's happened.
I can see Duncan in the corner of my eye giving out a whip motion.
I know, but...
I don't think Duncan has the authority to call strikes.
Exactly right. Wendy's on the boards.
Sit back down, Duncan.
Wendy's on the boards.
Gee, I think you've got the second case in front of you there.
That's right.
Can you read that out for me?
I'll put on my glasses and have a read. Okay. Can you magnify to 1,000? Thank you very much.
No worries.
Z and G, I'm writing in to tell you that when I spotted the Laugh Out Crowd crew before a show one night...
Proud crew, yeah.
Yep, that's right. What did I say?
Not that.
I didn't put my glasses on. That was the issue. Now,
did you magnify it to 1,000, Wendy? Thank you.
Maybe 1,000,000 this time.
Mm-hmm.
I spotted the Laugh Out Proud crew before a show one night. I mean, yep, that's, we do usually down the bottom of the studio. There's a red tape, red carpet. There's a lot of
flashing. Proud area.
Yeah, there's a lot of flashing of cameras. It's a situation. But Laugh Out Proud crew before a show one night, Duncan had seemingly no time to stop and chat with me. I'm a big fan of the show, by the way. Wow. Duncan, okay, this is interesting already. No, you're right, Wendy.
Yeah, no, Wendy.
You're right. Okay, okay. There's more, though. Everyone hang on. However, I catch Duncan moments later with time to take a photo with a very attractive person. What's going on, Duncan? From your biggest fan, this is Stan.
Well, Duncan, I think Stan...
Mm-hmm. And first of all, Stan, good job on the rhyme at the end there.
Good very, job. Very good.
Good job, Stan.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Duncan, can you explain yourself?
Wendy,
all right, settle down, Wendy, because I think we now have the authority to do this.
Yep.
Duncan, this never happens. This is unprecedented in Judge Z&G.
That's right.
But it sounds like you've been called out, my friend.
You've been, I know. I think it sounds like you've been called out. And Wendy, do we have a little sting for that? Wendy?
Hey, Bryson, how's it going, dude? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired!
That was so malicious,
Wendy.
That call out.
Gee.
But Duncan, can you explain yourself? How do you not have time for the stop and chat, but have time for someone else who, you know, maybe not as big of a fan?
Boys, that was my mother, all right? That was my mother.
Beg your pardon?
That was my mother.
Duncan.
Okay, all right. Well, fair enough.
There's no way to retract that sting.
Yeah, that's right.
All those strikes.
We could place it in reverse, maybe. Wendy, do you have that? No, she's not. Okay, we don't have that function.
She's freaking out a bit. Can't put her on the spot like that.
Fair enough. She needs at least 4 hours' notice.
So, Duncan, you've dodged a mighty call-out bullet.
Yes. Good job, Duncan. I don't know if that deserves a good job, but yeah, that's right.
Wendy is savage.
Yeah, I know. But Z...
I've got the final case for this. Case 3. Hi, Z and G.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, my friends and I went to the beach on a lovely day out.
Oh.
It's been nice, hasn't it?
It has. No, it has. Finally.
Right.
Am I right? We could do a weather topic, but we're not. We can't derail it.
It continues. In an effort to be sun smart this summer, I wore a hat on the trip. Very wise.
That's good. Slip, slop, slap.
But in front of everyone... My friend...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I see that. That's in quotations.
My friend embarrasses me and says, I wear hats now, but I guess it's okay for you to wear them sometimes.
Wow.
What should I do, Z&G? My social life depends on my ability to wear hats.
Wow.
Love,
Maria. I agree with that. That's almost a mild call out.
That's a hint of a call out.
I know. That's wild that the friend can make that call.
I think my only real solution to this is if you buy her or him, your friend, a hat to replace the hat.
That's a good idea.
Or you just take turns of being the same. I feel like you and I would share.
That's right. We could share. You know, you could cut the hat down the middle.
Okay. Yep.
And both of you could have two halves of a hat.
And you can wear each half at the same time.
That's right.
So no one's missing out.
To make one hat. There you go. You put your heads together. You got one hat. Or, either way, or here's another solution. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear with me.
You look like the problem solver right now.
Unscrew the lid, okay, on the hat. So the top part.
The hat bit. The head bit, yes.
And then give that one to one person and then get
the brim.
Yeah, the brim or the rim, either way you want to refer to it. And put it around, you know, so it's two separate hats.
Again, I feel like these are... easy to come to.
I know.
But we appreciate you emailing.
I know.
Love our proud.
Good job, Maria. That was an interesting one there. And hopefully Duncan doesn't do that to us, because I know Duncan has been trying to wear some hats lately, and we also like to wear hats. He hasn't said it yet, but that could be something that is brought up in the production meeting.
Duncan has just passed me a note saying that I wear hats now.
Wow.
Duncan?
Wendy, exactly right.
Duncan?
Yes?
I'm not impressed with him right now.
I'm really not impressed.
Duncan, I think I might have to send you to the other studio.
Yep, that's right. I think, that's actually a good idea.
What do you think?
Yeah, Wendy, do it. There you go. Okay, send him off to the other studio. He's in
You think he can run the show from the other studio?
Hopefully. I mean, I think there's technology to do that, right?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.